This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to The Mighty Gwynn.
Joining us right now on the program, he is the manager of Crimson and Cream Machine, where they cover the Oklahoma Sooners, part of the SB Nation family. Jack Shields joins us. Give him a follow on Twitter at JLarryShields. Jack, welcome aboard, man. Thanks for making the time. Do we have Mr. Shields? There he... Mr. Shields, hello?
Yep, I'm here.
There he goes. Glad to have you on board. Before we jump into the Cougars and that matchup right there, just walk us through what the offseason was like there in Norman. You guys had a team last year that, you know, seemed to, you know, people wrote off after the Texas game, and then they came back and started basically beating everybody and taking over that Big 12 and winning the Big 12 and high expectations and the disappointment against Clemson. What was that offseason like up there in Norman?
You know, it was relatively tame compared to a usual offseason at a Power 5 school. I mean, not too many people got in trouble, with one exception. Jordan Thomas was arrested for a bar fight, but he's not going to be sitting out a game, so no one's going to be missing due to disciplinary issues for the first game, which is really a relief and pretty rare nowadays in Power 5 football. But one bad injury that was... Rodney Anderson, he was going to be the third-string running back this year, a redshirt freshman with a lot of talent out of Houston. And he had an injury it won't require surgery, but he's going to be out for at least 3 months. So that was a pretty big hit to the backfield, even though they already have Samaje Perine and Joe Mixon. But other than that, the offseason was, you know, pretty tame. But there's a lot of excitement for sure with the fan base.
What's the where does the fan base stand right now via Bob Stoops? I've got family in Oklahoma, and I know Stoops is he's got his supporters up there. He's got some detractors too. It's always very emotional. People still buy into him though, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you kind of hit the nail on the head. We're extremely fickle up here. You know, if you ask me after the Bedlam game in 2014 if Bob Stoops should be the coach at Oklahoma, I would have told you no, just out of emotion. And there were a lot of people that shared that opinion. But now, I mean, I think it's 100% support at this point. It's amazing. But, he's definitely in good shape now. And he's said that he would like to, you know, stay on at Oklahoma for, you know, maybe 5 or 10 more years. And I think everyone's okay with that at this point, to tell you the truth. And I think the recruiting class for 2017 that they're building right now is kind of having everyone buy into Bob Stoops and the staff right now as well. So I think that's helping a lot, too, as far as Stoops' image with the Oklahoma program.
No question about it. You bring back Baker Mayfield, who obviously was a huge part of that Big 12 run and the run that got you guys into the college football playoff. How has he improved in the offseason, and what does it mean to that team to have him returning right now?
The things I've heard people mention is that he's just become even more of a vocal leader than he was last year, which is, you know, hard to believe. He was, you know, always pretty emphatic and always talking to his teammates and stuff like that. But apparently the leadership has improved a ton. And Lincoln Riley, the offensive coordinator, has said that Mayfield is essentially an extension of him on the field. So I think leadership-wise, that's where he's improved the most.
You look at the Houston Cougars. This is a matchup. It's a weird matchup when you look at it.
Very, very much so.
Yeah, big time. But there are some similarities, I guess. I mean, I don't know how far I want to go with this, but between the Houston quarterback, Ward, his ability to make plays with his arm and his legs, and what Oklahoma faced there in Deshaun Watson. Not saying he is Deshaun Watson. I'm just saying that you know, there's some similarities in the play type and the way they play the game. And obviously Oklahoma did not have success against Deshaun Watson in the playoff last year. How exactly do you think Oklahoma set out to stop Ward?
You know, he's going to get his. I've been saying that all offseason. My final score prediction is 45-31 Oklahoma, but Houston is going to have a bit of success, I think, running the ball. They've got Duke Catalon, a transfer from Texas, who has a lot of talent and is going to be starting at running back for them. But one thing that Oklahoma has that they didn't have against Clemson is a healthy Charles Walker, who was probably Oklahoma's best interior defensive lineman last year. So that's going to be a huge key for Oklahoma. And and also the linebacker play as well with Jordan Evans and Tay Evans. Tay Evans is a new interior linebacker that did not play much last year, if at all. So it'll be interesting to see how he does. It's all about our front seven against those guys.
We're talking with Jack Shields. He is the manager of Crimson and Cream Machine, part of the SB Nation family, covers the Oklahoma Sooners. Give him a follow on Twitter at JLarryShields. Jack, Oklahoma's favored by 11 in this game. Or is it 12? I don't know. They're favorite.
11.5, so somewhere in between.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. 11.5 point favorites in this game. I was surprised a little bit when I saw that. Were you surprised that they were such heavy favorites in this game? And do you think that that's having any effect whatsoever in the mental preparation?
Boy, I really hope it doesn't have an effect on the mental preparation. That is. You know, that's bitten Oklahoma teams a lot in the past when they've been favored by 10-plus points. I believe they've lost 7 games while favored by 10-plus points in the last 5 years, which is pretty shocking, but not something that I really like. But, that line's a little bit too big. I guess people aren't really confident in Houston's defense at this point, but my final score prediction is Oklahoma winning by 14, but, we could – it could easily be 7. It could easily be a 3-point game. It could be a Houston win. I mean, I'm really not sure, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. No. It's one of those games we were talking about just before the break that, I mean, if Oklahoma won, we wouldn't be surprised. And if Houston won, we wouldn't be totally shocked. I mean, it wouldn't be the biggest upset of the weekend.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously, this is a team that beat Florida State in a bowl game last year. So, it shouldn't floor you. And it's a home game for them, essentially, too. So it could go either way. So, I mean, I want to know what you make of this. I saw this stat the other day that 4 out of the last 5 times that Oklahoma has been ranked in the top 5, that they have finished the season with 3 losses or more. That it has not gone well, essentially. Oklahoma has been ranked high.
We're reminded of that every day here in Oklahoma.
Right. And not to pour salt in the wound there, Jack. Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to, your closeness with the program there. What is that? Why is it that when the expectations are high there that the team seems to not meet them so often?
I don't know if it's a problem with the coaches and the lead up to the season and they're, trying to get their team prepared or anything like that. I'm not sure. I mean, I think it's kind of natural, honestly, to be when you're hyped up to maybe let your guard down a little bit. I think that's, kind of natural, but it seems to happen a little more with Oklahoma. I mean, you don't see it happening with Alabama at all. I mean, it's only, it's Oklahoma and a lot of programs, but I mean, the top tier programs, it doesn't usually happen to them. So,
yeah, it's
it's concerning, and it's going to be interesting to see if Stoops can get that turned around this year. I sure hope he can.
No question about it. Real quick, we got about a minute left. A lot of talk about Big 12, new teams coming into the Big 12. U of H is one of those teams that's being talked about a lot. What's the preference up there among OU fans for who they want in this conference? Which teams are going to be added on?
I tell you what, every Sooner fan and every Big 12 fan seems to have a different preference, honestly. I mean, BYU is obviously one of the favorites. Cincinnati is another one who I think is probably a lock if they do expand, just because there aren't really any issues there or any gripes with Cincinnati. Houston is one who I would like to see join the conference. A lot of people are worried about the them changing the recruiting landscape in the Big 12 a little bit, adding a 5th Texas team, but I think that would negatively affect Oklahoma State and Texas Tech and TCU and Baylor a lot more than it would negatively affect Oklahoma and Texas. So
you think OU would still get the Texas talent that they target? It would just be those 4 and 3-star guys that the other schools get that might be affected.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of those 3-star guys. Houston would get a lot of the guys that TCU would get and Baylor would get and Oklahoma State would get as well as Texas Tech.
Makes sense to me. Jack Shields, he is the manager of Crimson and Cream Machine, SB Nation family, covers the Sooners. He covered them for us here and did a great job. Jack, enjoy it, man, and look forward to catching up with you at some point down the season.
Have a good one.
You too, my friend. It is the Mighty Gwynn Show, SB Nation Radio.